This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
6 Minute English from BBC Learning English.
Hello and welcome to 6 Minute English, the programme where we bring you an interesting topic and 6 items of vocabulary. I'm Neil. Today, we're talking about jobs.
And I'm Dan. And specifically, we're looking at the trend for having more than one job.
Yes, on that note, Dan, were you ever asked this question as a kid? What do you want to be when you grow up? Do you remember your answer?
I wanted to be a Ninja Turtle. And you?
That doesn't surprise me. I think I wanted to be a professional footballer. I wanted to play for England. Well, for many people, that question gets harder the older they become. It's one reason why more and more people have what we call portfolio careers these days, so they can do a bit of everything.
A portfolio, as a noun, means a case for carrying large pictures. Or it can mean the collection of pictures themselves. But we also use it as an adjective to describe groups of certain things. In this case, careers.
Indeed. We could say someone who is a part-time teacher and a part-time musician has a portfolio career.
Sounds like a good combination. First, let's do today's question. It's job-related. Many surnames in English originally come from professions. The surname Baker, for example, was originally given to people who worked as bakers. But what about the surname Bond, as in 007, James Bond? Who had this surname? Was it A, farmers, B, spies, or C, guards?
It can't be spies, can it? So I'm going to guess guards, C.
Great. Well, let's find out at the end of the programme.
Now, the portfolio career. Emily Wapnick is the Canadian author of a book called How to Be Everything, a guide for those who still